Wagner's Flute Concerto, as well as works by Tchaikovsky, his fantasy overture on Hamlet, and the Fifth Symphony that takes the listener on a dramatic journey from tragedy to triumph. That's Live in Concert from Manchester, 7:30 next Friday, here on BBC Radio 3. Listen again for 30 days online in HD sound.
Well, back to this afternoon, and we're about to enter the Jazz Zone.
Jazz takes centre stage as we bring you a week of programmes from the 2014 London Jazz Festival. One of the masters of contemporary jazz, Branford Marsalis, is Sarah Walker's guest every weekday morning in Essential Classics. And you can also hear his sold-out show in Monday's Jazz on 3. Donald McLeod and Guy Barker chart the history of the big band in Composer of the Week. There's new music from new generation artist Trish Clues in Tuesday's Live in Concert. The jazz season, continuing all week here on BBC Radio 3, or you can search online for Radio 3 Jazz to catch up with every note.
It's 4 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. Time now for this week's Jazz Lineup, presented by Claire Martin.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup at a slightly earlier time today. I hope you'll stay tuned to Radio 3 for an afternoon of jazz. Alan Shipton will be here at 5:15 with Jazz Record Requests, where he'll have a special London Jazz Festival edition of the show with some surprise special guests. But before that, on today's Jazz Lineup, we'll bring you a concert set from UK saxophonist Nat Burchell, who's been described as one of the best musicians in the UK by Giles Peterson. He'll be playing with his quintet and featuring mesmerising sounds like this. Virtual Quintet and more from that performance later on in the show, plus also coming up a special session track recorded by the BBC from clarinetist Aaron Gosh. But let's get things started with an exotic collaboration featuring one of the heroes of Nigerian music, the saxophonist, singer-songwriter Orlando Julius and London's Heliocentrics. Orlando began fusing African influences with R&B and soul back in the 60s and has met and played with Louis Armstrong, Hugh Masekela and Lamont Dozier. Well, here they are together with a feel-good track called In the Middle. out now on Strut Records. That was Orlando Julius with the Heliocentrics and that track In the Middle, taken from the album entitled Jayedi Afro. Orlando will be touring the UK in January 2015, so watch out for those dates. While continuing to captivate the hearts of audiences worldwide, Grammy-winning vocalist and songwriter Dee Dee Bridgewater performs tonight at this year's EFG London Jazz Festival, which launched yesterday. And right now, the Jazz Lineup truck is at the South Bank Centre's Claw Ballroom, capturing some fantastic music by Ollie Howell, Christine Tobin, The Blue Notes and Andy Shepherd. Well, Dee Dee is performing tonight at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, and her set will celebrate a journey through her illustrious career. Here's a track from her 2007 Verve tribute album called We All Love Ella, and she's in full swing mode, scatting her way through Duke Ellington's Cottontail. Dee Dee Bridgewater, a sparkling ambassador for jazz. That was her version of Cottontail, and she'll be singing tonight at the Queen Elizabeth Hall with support by saxophonist Laura McDonald and pianist David Berkman, and that all starts at 7:30. For more information on this year's London Jazz Festival, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, here's an interesting new trio recording featuring the intriguing combination of French horn, violin and piano in a jazz setting. Jim Rattigan, who plays the French horn, has worked with many of the great names of jazz, including Michael Brecker, Charlie Hayden, Brad Meldow and Bill Frisell. Well, the violinist is Thomas Gould, who is highly acclaimed and described by The Guardian as staggeringly virtuosic. He's played as a soloist with many of the major orchestras worldwide. And to complete the trio, it's pianist Liam Noble, who's one of the most individual and unique players on the UK jazz scene. See what you think of this combination as they play the waltz Sweet Tamarind. Thank you. Taken from their album Triplicity, that was Jim Rattigan on French horn, Thomas Gould on violin and Liam Noble on piano with the track Sweet Tamarind. And that CD is out now on the Pavilion record label. You may have caught Jamie Callum's jazz show on Radio 2 recently, where he featured an amazing session from British Asian clarinetist and composer Aaron Ghosh, who was conceived in Calcutta, bred in Bolton, matured in Manchester and now lives in London. Well, if you missed it, you can still catch the session on the iPlayer. Check out the link on the Jazz Lineup webpage via the Radio 3 website. Well, Jamie's kindly sent over a track to share with Jazz Lineup listeners. This is Aaron and his band, recorded at the BBC Maida Vale Studios with Caliban's Revenge.
Thank you.
Karen Gosh with Caliban's Revenge, and you can check out that full session, especially recorded for Jamie Cullum's Jazz Show on Radio 2 via the BBC iPlayer. And listen out for another unbroadcast track from Aaron on Jamie's show this week. That's November the 18th. And it's worth noting Jazz Lineup's Julian Joseph will be popping up on Claire Teal's Radio 2 show tomorrow night, and he'll be talking about the London Jazz Festival at 9 p.m. Well, next up, here's something from saxophonist David Murray and his Infinity Quartet featuring vocalist Gregory Porter. It's taken from a new collection featuring the music of Gregory Porter, who's now an international singing star. The album is a collection of songs and remixes from his collaborations taken from his career on the way up. It's called Issues of Life, Features and Remixes. This track was originally released on the David Murray Infinity Quartet album called Be My Monster Love. Let's hear a great organ solo and the lyrics of the celebrated poet Ishmael Reed with Gregory's baritone on this punchy song of Thanksgiving called Army of the Faithful, Joyful Noise.
Miriam, we have the ram's horns that is heard by God. Our rolling drum calls an army of the faithful. We make joyful noise unto the Mm-hmm.
make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, we clap our hands, y'all. We stomp our feet, and we make a joyful noise.
How? Well, who can mistake that voice? Yes, it's the wonderful Gregory Porter singing Army of the Faithful, Joyful Noise. And that was taken from the album Issues of Life, Features and Remixes, which is out now on the Membrane record label. You're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, now it's time for our concert set featuring saxophonist Nat Birchall. Nat's found international acclaim for a series of fine albums on Matthew Housel's Gondwana label. As well as playing tenor and soprano saxophone, he's also a band leader, composer, arranger and an occasional DJ. Nat has grabbed listeners' attention with his soulful sound, heavily inspired by the spiritual music of Pharoah Sanders and John and Alice Coltrane. This set was recorded at the Vortex Club in London on Thursday, the 25th of September, and originally broadcast across Europe via the European Broadcasting Union. In the band are Adam Fairhull on piano, Corey Mwaba on vibes and percussion, Nick Blacker is playing bass, Johnny Hunter is on the drums, and Nat Birchall leads on tenor and soprano saxophones and percussion. Well, let's hear the band open with Ancient World, the Nat Birchall Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a song called Ancient World. And now we're going to play Divine Harmony.
We'll be right back.
New Prophets by Nat Birchall on tenor saxophone, Adam Fairhill on piano, Corey Mwaba on vibes and percussion, Nick Blacker on bass and Johnny Hunter on drums. That concert was recorded at the Vortex in London, and for more details on all the titles played on tonight's show, go to the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. American singer-songwriter Charlie Wood has just released his first UK studio album called New Souvenirs. It features 12 brand new self-penned songs that reflect his own upbringing in Memphis, where he was steeped in jazz, blues, R&B and soul, and where he was recently honoured with a brass note on Beale Street bearing his name. That's the Memphis music equivalent of a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well, it was hard to choose a track from this album, as they're all such good songs, brilliantly played by Charlie on keyboards, Chris Allard's playing the guitar, Dudley Phillips is on bass, Nick France on drums, Tom Walsh on trumpet, Ben Castle on saxophone and Mark Nightingale on trombone. This track is dedicated to all of you hardened underground commuters. It's Tube.
Tough to be a rat down there. Searchlights coming, third rail humming. Concrete and pig iron, awful hard to scratch at. Muck and gunk, hard to smell or taste or see. There they are somewhere, there they go somehow. It's tough to be a rat down there. Humble hand-hewn tunnels, blasted open, overrun and undone. White tile, twisting cylinders of cindery wind. Mechanized squeals and shrieks and hisses nullify all animal sounds. You better run, jump, squeeze in tight. Better tuck your tail in, better keep your head down. It's tough to be a rat down there. Inside the clattering cabinets, jerk and buck and rumble. Clock it up, swing time, as they plunge through the subterranean labyrinth. Brisk, efficient, fully automated, mindless. While another tube squirms through the gut of each captive, urgent purpose. Vital, perpetual, headed nowhere, headed nowhere. Headed nowhere, nowhere. Dip, 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 dip
The floor of each squalid cage. But when I've looked you in the eye, count the stops, read the signs, to know how far and which is next and where they are. Then bustle importantly out into the scurrying crowd, rival porcupines bristling with wary distaste, ruthlessly self-contained, awful hard to make contact. Callous, careless, hard to know or feel or love. There they are somehow, there they go somewhere. It's tough to be a rat down here.
High energy from Charlie Wood with some fantastic scat singing on his song Tube, taken from his brand new release called New Souvenirs, which is out now on Perdido Records. You can hear Charlie on the 30th of November at King's Place in London, and also at the Stables in Waverdon for the Stables Christmas show with Dame Cleo Lane. That's on December the 11th, 12th and 13th. Re-released originally on the Flying Dutchman label, here's something that, according to the liner notes, was recorded at 4 a.m. The soaring sax sounds of Gato Barbieri, recorded at the 1971 Monterey Jazz Festival. It's his first ever live recording, and what a showcase for his talents it was. Let's hear the title track, El Pampero.
Thank you.
El Pampero by Gatto Barbieri, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival back in 1971. Well, that's almost the end of this week's jazz lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith's Jazz Tonight at midnight, Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson, and next up on Radio 3 is Alan Shipton with Jazz Record Requests. And on next week's jazz lineup, Julian Joseph celebrates saxophonist Art Thiemann's 75th birthday, and there's concert music from this year's London Jazz Festival from vocalist Christine Tobin. But let's sign off today with an inspired collaboration of musicians celebrating their second album together. They are keyboardist John Medeski, percussionist Billy Martin, bassist Chris Wood, and guitarist John Schofield. Their new release is called Juice, and here they are with a gorgeous and gospel-tinged version of Bob Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changin'. Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
The Times They Are A-Changing, performed by keyboardist John Medisky, percussionist Billy Martin, Chris Wood on bass and John Schofield on guitar. And ending this week's jazz lineup, the programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. And for more information on jazz lineup, just go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website. And Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday at its more usual time of 6 p.m.
World-class chamber music, live at lunchtime. The voice of Andreas Scholl, brought to you live by the Radio 3 Lunchtime Concert. Monday at 1 and in HD sound online. bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Yes, it's a concert in which Andreas Scholl explores the connections between folk melodies from different cultures and periods. The songs ranging from Guillaume de Machaut through Brahms and Benjamin Britten to Randy Newman. As Sarah was saying, that's 1 o'clock, Monday lunchtime. It's just gone 5:15 this Saturday afternoon, and now here's Alan Shipton with your jazz record requests.
Good evening, and welcome to a slightly later than usual edition of the programme. As the London Jazz Festival's got underway, this week both Radio 3 and Radio 2 are getting together to join in the festivities. And I'll be joined this afternoon by Claire Teal, Brian Matthew and Jamie Cullum to say a little about their programmes on Radio 2 and to select their own requests. There'll also be music from Chet Baker, Stan Kenton and Peggy Lee, amongst others. But first, Chris Kirsten of Northwich reminds me that while Bill Davison died 25 years ago today on the 15th of November 1989, Chris says one of my all-time favourite jazz records is Bill's recording of Runnin' Wild with the Papa Boo Viking Jazz Band. This track defines what jazz should be. I defy anybody to keep still listening to it. It can't be done.